News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn to that ceasefire between Israel and Iran, which came into effect as of 6 a.m. this morning. The announcement of the ceasefires first came on Truth Social from Donald Trump. This was hours after Tehran launched a missile strike on a U.S. Army base in Qatar. Speaking with Fox News shortly after the announcement, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance had this to say.
The president's been extremely clear about America's national objective here. It is to create a world where Iran cannot build a nuclear weapon. We, of course, destroyed the nuclear program that they had, and the president told the entire team, we're going to work to make sure that they don't try to rebuild that nuclear capability in the future. And it's this is a great thing. For Israel, think about this. They've accomplished an important military objective. They've helped us destroy the Iranian nuclear program. They've also destroyed the conventional missile capability of Iran that threatened the country of Israel. For the Iranians, I think this is a new opportunity to actually pursue the path of peace. As I said yesterday, what the Iranians have showed through their support of terror networks, through their now failed effort to build a nuclear weapon, is that they're just not very good at war. And I think the president really hit the reset button and said, look, let's actually produce long-term peace for the region. That's always been his goal. I actually think when we look back, we will say the 12-day war was an important reset moment for the entire region.
Okay, J.D. Vance speaking there on Fox News. Iranian state television has said this morning that the ceasefire with Israel has begun. This came after earlier the foreign minister in Tehran said his country's armed forces would keep fighting until the very last minute. Israel's defense forces said Iran had launched a fresh round of missiles towards its territory. For more on this, we're joined by Hussein Amiramadi, founder and president of the Iranian American Council, former Iranian presidential candidate. Hussein, thank you for talking to us this morning. Your reaction to this ceasefire, are you surprised by this development?
Well, I'm not surprised because I know the Islamic Republic talks a lot, but when it comes to action, it delivers very little. So I think the Islamic Republic has been very, very powerful in talk, but very weak in action. And indeed, this ceasefire shows me that the regime actually was defeated. Indeed, that's an acknowledgement of defeat, because not only they accepted the ceasefire, but they were even to want the one that will start the ceasefire 12 hours earlier than Israel. And yet it is Israel that is the aggressor here. It is Israel that attacked Iran. And yet this regime that I think has been defeated had no way but to accept this, I believe, imposed ceasefire and start the ceasefire even before Israel had accepted or put that in place. Indeed, I just was looking at Tehran. Israel, as we speak, is still hitting Tehran, while hours ago, Tehran news media and TV announced a ceasefire to the Iranian people. It's a disaster. It's a disaster that you can expect from mullahs that are running that country. This is a disaster for the Iranian people.
There was a waves of Iranian missiles fired at Israel overnight. There was also a response. They targeted the largest U.S. base in the Gulf. What did you make of that response? Are you saying that was just a token response?
Yes, it was planned with the U.S. It was coordinated with the U.S. In fact, Iran had already told Qataris, and Qataris had told Americans that Iranian missiles will be fired in this particular time and in this particular direction, and that Qataris were able very easily to intercept almost all of them. And yet in Tehran, of course, they're making the claim that they have destroyed the base, the American base. I mean, it's amazing how big a lie they are making it and telling to the Iranian people. They are claiming that they destroyed the American base, and that after this successful missile attack on Iran, Mr. Trump asked that Iran accept a ceasefire. And indeed, Iranian TV was saying, I just heard minutes ago, that Iran imposed this ceasefire on Israel, and that in the middle was Trump again.
Okay, so why
lie, basically lie and propaganda.
Okay, why do you believe they were so quick to accept this ceasefire? Is it your contention that the regime is very weakened?
Extremely weakened. The regime was weak to begin with, but they had Iranian regime has a big mouth, a small hand. And that big mouth has given them all this trouble that they have. When it comes to talking, they are revolutionary, they are fighters, they are all kinds of stuff. They're powerful. When it comes to action, they are none of that. None of that. They are timid, okay, weak,
so,
and of course lie.
So where does this leave the regime finally, Hussein? Where is the?
I think after this, the war is over, I think the Iranian people will ask or should ask about who was responsible to begin with. Why did this happen? Why would a regime spend so many billions of dollars over so many years building all this stuff and yet so easily to give them up in a little fight? You know, just very, just amazing.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Hussein Ami Ramadi, founder and president of the Iranian American Council, former Iranian presidential candidate. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.